Man annoys his flatmate and sort of significant other by constantly parroting clickbait headlines. You won't believe what happens next. A Musketeer Story, written by Breath Taken, read by Jalaza Kazone. Rating, teen and up audiences. Tags. Relationship, Aramis, Athos, Porthos. Additional tags. Alternate universe, modern setting, alternate universe, office, and texting. Aramis, 0853. Six unbelievable ways bus companies are conspiring to make you late to work every morning. Athos, 0856. Stop. Athos makes it to the office just in time to be at least acceptably late to his morning teleconference, which he's forced to suffer through an hour and a half of before he can get up and get a coffee. He gets at least six messages from Aramis on WhatsApp that morning, but he doesn't realize until lunchtime, because he at least has the courtesy to put his phone on silent, unlike his fucking delightful new coworker, who for some reason thinks that vibrate on an office desk is less irritating than just having it beep. He takes to sighing just a little, every time for the first few vibrations, before giving up and walking around the cubicle. Slight slouch, hands in pockets. Don't say hi. Nobody says hi anymore. Hey, how's it going? The man, Porthos, Athos remembers, looks up with a sort of vague, semi-conscious smile one sees on people of a naturally sunny disposition before they've caught up with the realities of the situation. Yeah, good, thanks. I think I've just about got my email figured out. Joking, probably. What do you all do for lunch around here? I've got a lunchtime meeting. Athos makes an abortive gesture towards his desk. But people normally head downstairs in about 15 minutes. If you need anything, though, just let me know. Yeah, of course, thanks. Porthos smiles even wider. He has dimples, Athos notices, and then is immediately annoyed with himself. Right. Ask him. Make it sound like an afterthought. Oh, and would you mind putting your mobile on silent? Oh, no, sure. Thanks, Athos murmurs, and beats a hasty retreat back behind the safety of his cubicle walls. Athos, 1216. How working in an open-plan office can ruin your life. The shocking secrets employers don't want you to know. From Aramis. Delete all. Aramis, 1432. Five totally unsurprising ways working from home writing shitty clickbait headlines can suck the life out of you far more effectively than that. Athos, 1445. Too long. K-I-S-S. Aramis, 1447. The shocking messages that prove your flatmate is literally from the past. Athos, 1502. 13 reasons you should not get smart with the man who's cooking you dinner tonight. Aramis, 1510. Which office stereotype are you? Athos, 1516. Fuck off. Athos, 1518. What is it today? Aramis, 1521. 21 reasons to visit Seattle. Athos, 1538. You've never been to Seattle. Aramis, 1544. Exactly. Aramis, 1610. Image. Athos, 1624. Aramis, I am at work. Aramis, 1625. 10 scientifically proven ways to spice up your sex life. Athos, 1627. 1. Citation needed. Athos, 1627. 2. The top 5 signs you need to get yourself a new flatmate. Aramis, 1629. Pick up some wine on the way home? Athos, 1634. I drink to forget. It takes Athos 3 more days to realize that his annoying new colleague is, actually not that annoying. Well, he is quite annoying, but mostly in ways that aren't his fault, which manages to be annoying in itself, moral ambiguity never having been one of Athos's strong suits. He is at least sharp, though unfortunately there's no cure for their team members throwing endless tasks at him that require the use of systems Porthos has never heard of, can't find on the internet, and doesn't have access to anyway, apart from senior management deciding to invest measurable resources into structuring a vaguely relevant onboarding plan instead of just offloading the work onto their already overstretched employees. Athos, 1103. 10 Insane Realities of Life at Large Multinationals. Aramis, 1112. This video will prove you've been buying onions wrong your whole life. Athos, 1119. Seriously? Aramis, 1121. No. Athos, 1124. Stop messaging me at work. The problem is, he isn't at all annoying when they grab a coffee together in between IT help desk requests, or when they end up sitting next to each other at lunch and spend half an hour talking about philosophy, of all things. He's especially not annoying when he laughs at Athos' sarcastic running commentary every time someone asks Porthos a particularly stupid question, or when the corners of his eyes crinkle when he grins. Two things are clear. Athos is going to work very hard at decoupling the last carriage of that train of thought and forgetting it ever happened. And Aramis must never, ever know. Aramis, 1054. What your flatmate doesn't want you to know about his new colleague. Athos, 1132. ? Aramis, 1137. 10 signs your flatmate is hiding a crush. Aramis, 1137. 5 reasons you should have an office romance. Aramis, 1137. The incredible truth about fraternizing in the workplace revealed. Aramis, 1150. Athos, Aramis, 1234. Sorry, sad emoji face. Athos, 1245. How do you always know? Aramis, 1251. It's a gift. Aramis, 1252. Can you introduce us? If Athos had any sense, he would have said no to Aramis. But if Athos were capable of saying no to Aramis, a lot of things would have been different. So he quite casually invites Porthos along to the Friday night drinks he himself only attends a handful of times per year, as if he were a regular, unable to help the flush of warmth he feels when Porthos grins back, eyes crinkling, and says, yeah, he'd love to. Athos can tell the difference now between Porthos' smiles and his real smiles. He also stands there grinning inanely back for a few seconds longer than he should have, and then has to resist the urge to beat his head against his own desk. Athos, 1723. 10 signs you should never attempt social interaction ever. Aramis, 1724. Just how much the people who love you are sure you did just fine will blow your mind. Athos, 1726. Not catchy enough. Athos, 1735. Likewise. Dress down Friday for Porthos apparently means a claret-colored sweater that appears to cling to every ridiculously toned muscle of his upper torso and causes Athos to forget how to use his mouth for a second or two. Hi, he eventually manages, and then mentally kicks himself because nobody says hi anymore. How old are you? The grueling social ritual of saying a basic good morning to your colleagues undergone, for another day at least, he sits down behind his computer and realizes within an hour that he's not going to achieve anything of real value at any point today. Athos, 0949. He's probably not even looking, is he? Most people have partners by our age. Aramis, 0952. Has he mentioned anyone? Athos, 0954. No. Aramis, 0959. Well then, Athos, 1002. What if I go down in history as the weird colleague who asked him out in the first 2 weeks? Aramis, 1004. What if asking someone out is not actually that weird of a thing to do? Aramis, 1005. What if you don't know until you try, so stop worrying? Athos, 1008. What if that's not really how it works? Aramis, 1010. I know, darling. Aramis, 1011. Breathe. Heart emoji. Athos, 1015. How do I explain us? Athos, 1020. Sorry. Aramis, 1021. Sorry, I had to retrieve the cat from the spider plant. Aramis, 1021. Good point. I'll do that bit. You just look pretty. Aramis, 1022. Where is it tonight? Athos, 1025. 5:30. The cock and balls. Aramis, 1026. No, it isn't. Aramis, 1026. That's not a pub. Athos, 1031. I wanted you to ask for directions. Aramis, 1032. 500 reasons my flatmate is a terrible human being. Athos, 1034. 501 reasons you love him anyway. Aramis, 1048. Well, I did until your fucking cat started pissing on the DVD player. Athos has never been so glad to get a pint in hand as when he sits down opposite Porthos at the awkward two-seater table next to the booth the remainder of their colleagues are occupying, and toasts to his first fortnight before drinking as much of it in one go as he thinks he can without looking desperate. Within half an hour, he quickly revises that and decides he's never been so glad to have a pint in hand as when Aramis comes waltzing in and kisses Athos on the cheek before pulling up his own chair, enthusiastically introducing himself to Porthos and disappearing off to the bar, all within the space of 15 seconds, because it means he has somewhere to put his face while he runs the entire gauntlet of doubt, embarrassment, awkwardness, and acute awareness of exactly what social signals Aramis is sending, emerging a few seconds later to see how exactly Porthos has taken it. He looks somewhere between amused and impressed, Athos decides, which is confusing, but not bad exactly. Mindful of Aramis's promises to explain everything for him, he waves vaguely in the direction of the bar and says, Aramis's special talent is getting served impossibly quickly. His record is 36 seconds. Porthos' eyebrows raise. Is that right? So, you were saying about your last job? Porthos is in the middle of explaining what it's like to be a sous chef, a line of work that seems to Athos completely incompatible with the middle-of-the-road office job, when Aramis comes back, sets his drink down on the table, and says without preamble, 2:20. Athos makes a point of looking back over at the bar. No cue, you're getting sloppy. She's a new hire, Aramis counters. Sorry, I interrupted. Do go on. It's scary how quickly Porthos and Aramis bond, scary enough that Athos is worrying about becoming a spare wheel to the two of them for several minutes, before Aramis gives his knee that particular squeeze under the table that says, stop it, you're doing fine. It's great, really, if he wants to hold out a hope in hell of, well, anything, really. Anything even remotely functional that doesn't fall apart in the face of jealousy. His? Aramis's? Or social embarrassment, his, or whatever baggage Porthos might have up his gloriously fitted sleeves. He's sort of slightly counting down until Aramis drops a bombshell worthy of any self-respecting clickbait headline, but to his surprise, Porthos is the first one, a full hour later, to clear his throat and say, can I ask a personal question? Are you two together? Aramis looks at Athos and raises his eyebrows. Athos gives the barest tilt of the head in reply. It's complicated, Aramis replies for them both, though perhaps we could tell you about it over dinner. Aramis, 1034. 21 photos you'll be indifferent to if you don't love baby raccoons. Athos, 1045. No, way too complicated. You'll just confuse them. Porthos, 1054. I'm sorry? Athos, 1056. Aramis writes clickbait articles for internet news services, and I use the term loosely. Athos, 1056. I'm afraid there will be a lot of this. Aramis, 1058. The cute animal ones are the hardest ones. It's all been done. Any ideas? Athos, 11. Oh, I forgot this was my... Wait, no, that's right. It's your job. Porthos, 1107. 21 reasons baby raccoons are the end of the world as we know it. Porthos, 1010. Give each picture a caption about how their cuteness will destroy the fabric of the universe. Aramis, 1112. I like you. Aramis, 1112. You can stay. Aramis, 1113. Athos can sleep in the cat basket. Athos, 1117. Fuck off. Aramis, 1118. Love you too, sweetie. Heart emoticon. From Aramis, Porthos. Save. This is the end of part one. Part two. Read this fic for healthy polyamory, convoluted text-based exchanges, and a cat with a funny name. Aramis, 0925, cracks knuckles. Porthos, 0954. What is it today? Aramis, 0958. 10 incredibly bizarre sexual practices and how to try them at home. Athos, 1002. Oh, God. Athos, 1002. Please tell me you're joking. Aramis, 1006. Legit, my friend. Smiley face emoticon. Athos, 1020. Fuck. Porthos, 1025. Sounds good to me. Athos, 1030. Aramis is very method. Athos, 1031. Trust me, this is not a good thing. It's only his acute awareness of everyone else in the office and the importance of looking busy that has Porthos stifling his laugh behind his hand instead of giving it free rein, although Athos will probably hear his huff of breath for what it is, assuming he's listening. Porthos still hasn't heard him laugh, not in just over a fortnight anyway, most of which has been spent at work. And though Athos gives little away, Porthos is still sure that work isn't exactly high on his list of priorities. He spends a large part of the day messaging Aramis, for one, though they could just be head over heels in love. But who's head over heels in love and still describes their relationship as fuck buddies? Porthos likes them, both, a lot. But he's all too aware that he doesn't yet understand. He thinks he might just like them all the more for it. Aramis, 1122. Have you ever heard of figging? Athos, 1129. I'm not listening to anything you say today. Athos, 1131. I'm going to delete all of your messages unread. Aramis, 1142. Cool. Have you heard of it, though? Porthos, 1149. Depends who's bottoming. Smiley face emoticon. Porthos, 1150. Not sure it's my thing, TBH. Porthos, 1150. To be fair to Athos, he's in a TC. Aramis, 1156. Temporary coffee break? Athos, 12 o'clock. Teleconference, FFS. When would you ever have a two-letter acronym for a three-word phrase? Athos, 1201. Also, all breaks are temporary by nature. Athos, 1201. Call yourself a writer. Aramis, 1203. 25 ways I write for a living and you don't. Aramis, 1205. Hi, Athos. How are you enjoying deleting my messages unread? The trouble is, he knows it's only been days. Fantastic, sexy, sweaty breakfast in bed and cocktails in the bath kind of days. But the signal-to-noise ratio is quite low. He doesn't dare press too much too quickly, and most of the things that promise to be informative quickly get sidetracked by, well, bickering. You'd wonder how they live with each other, except that this seems to be exactly how. Aramis, 1523. Image. Porthos, 1544. Is that what I think it is? Athos, 1550. 101 things the cat is not allowed to eat. Aramis, 1552. 6 unlikely health benefits of garlic. Athos, 1556. For humans. Aramis, 1602. Don't worry, I took it off him before he got down to the cloves. Aramis, 1605. Porthos, you should know he likes to hide them in the pillowcases. Porthos, 1610. Dare I ask why? Aramis, 1614. He's a cat. Aramis, 1614. Who the fuck knows? Porthos, 1617. Has he really not got a name? Athos, 1620. Fish face. Porthos, 1624. Descriptive. I like it. Athos, 1626. You can see why we just call him the cat. Perhaps he shouldn't sweat it. Perhaps he should start with Aramis, who already seems to be the more open of the two, and isn't already in the habit of sharing awkward lunches with him where they pretend they're merely two colleagues who enjoy each other's company. Perhaps he should bide his time until they end up alone together, one evening after work when Athos is showering and Porthos is on the sofa with a beer and a bowl of crisps and Aramis's feet in his lap, and the cat eyeing him distastefully from Athos's chair, and he can ask, oh, so casually, so, you two were fuck buddies, you said. I did. But this is more than that. But that looks like it was more than that, too. Is that what you agreed, or? No, not as such. I can't imagine Athos calling himself anyone's fuck buddy. Aramis shoves a palmful of crisps in his mouth, chews and swallows consideringly. The way he looks at Porthos afterwards is different. Fuck buddies is the short answer. You want the long one. Porthos takes a fortifying swig of his beer. Please? We're best friends. We fuck. We love each other deeply. All of these things are true. But they don't quite add up to a normal romantic relationship. I'm a little too much for Athos. I know that. He's terrified of being the sole object of anyone's affections. And I like my freedom. Something of Porthos's feelings must show on his face, because Aramis continues. We're exclusive for now, though, the three of us. Assuming you want to be, of course, and when things have settled down, we can see. I'd like that. Porthos's grin seems to operate independently to the rest of him. He lets it. Aramis, 1415. Why you should forget everything you've ever learned about home organizing. Athos, 1446. After the third year, the dust doesn't get any worse. Athos, 1455. Come on, then. Don't keep us in suspense. Aramis, 1502. I would rather stick a fork in my eye than write this article. Aramis, 1505. Send me some nouns. Porthos, 1507. Potato, vodka, serendipity, fin de siècle, hosepipe. Porthos, 1507. If you get them all in, there's a bonus. Aramis, 1511. I bet you say that to all the boys. Athos, 1516. 13 entirely original ways to use things as other things. Aramis, 1518. Okay, but what the fuck am I going to do with the hosepipe? Porthos, 1521. Try Pinterest. Porthos has always been a quick learner, chiefly because he's always had to be. It kept him off the streets and out of jail, even got him through university, and to the point where he can sit opposite a man like Athos in a firmly middle-class workplace, call himself a business analyst, and feel not quite like he belongs there, not yet, but like he could. Athos doesn't quite belong either, and Porthos wonders just how aware he is that his whole manner speaks of another life lived and left just as firmly behind. Of settling, perhaps, and not quite being able to bring himself to care, a finding of fulfillment he never expected. Porthos is fairly sure that he doesn't realize just how poorly disguised his fondness for Aramis actually is. And Aramis himself is a type Porthos knows well. Fun, outgoing, all playful charm on the surface, all the better to hide just how sharp he can be, just how much lies beneath. Porthos wants to know all of it. Aramis, 1417. 16 times dog-themed Twitterbot said what we were all secretly thinking. Athos, 1424. Please never tell us. Aramis, 1428. If you're tired of derivative content, you're tired of life. Aramis, 1431. Is it too early to open the booze? Athos, 1444. Yes, it fucking is. Athos, 1444. If I have to be sober for this conversation, then so do you. This is the third time in an hour that he's written most of a message and then deleted it. They're just so them is the problem. He's fairly sure, hopes there's a place for him here, but he doesn't quite know what it is yet, and he's all too aware that he's trying on subtly different versions of himself to see what will fit best. He could just try speaking entirely in clickbait headlines, of course. That seems to work for everyone else. Aramis, 1002. Beds that look like Benedict Cumberbatch. Athos, 1044. Dot, dot, dot. Athos, 1044. You're making this up. Aramis, 1052. Yes, that is literally my job. Aramis has a big bedroom and a very big bed, and he lies sprawled in the middle of it like a cat, basking in their affection. The real cat is scratching at the bedroom door quite insistently, and after ignoring it for 30 seconds, Athos sighs, swears under his breath, and goes to let him in, upon which he pauses in the doorway and stares at them suspiciously for a couple of seconds before giving the feline equivalent of a shrug and curling up into a ball on top of Athos's discarded jumper. Fucking animal, Athos mutters, but lets Aramis drag him back onto the mattress. Aramis says, 10 ways your cat doesn't give a shit. Athos, turning, raises an eyebrow. 100. 1,000. Infinity. Infinity plus one. No such thing. Second infinity, though, you could have had. Aramis's eyes narrow. Bollocks. Athos shrugs. Countable infinities. Google it. Later, Aramis purrs, reaching up to encourage Athos back into place against him, pulling the duvet back over both of them. Porthos moves his hand from Aramis's hip, stretching across his body to find Athos, and presses his lips to the back of Aramis's neck. He closes his eyes and lets himself drift for a while, tracing the edge of Athos's hip bone with his fingers, listening to the sounds of Athos and Aramis kissing, familiar and unhurried. It's not his first triad, and he's not sure it's theirs, but... He kisses up into Aramis's hairline around to his ear and murmurs, 10 ways, 3 are better than 2. The kissing stops. Aramis twists, eyes twinkling, straining his neck to brush his lips over Porthos's. How to combat mononormativity at home. You'll be shocked, then inspired. Athos, his expression grave, presses two fingers first to his own lips, then to Porthos. 19 outrageous ways to destroy the fabric of civilization as we know it. Porthos can't help pointing out, you've just described Aramis. If Porthos had to lay bets, he'd say the odds are pretty much certain that the reason an outraged Aramis launches himself into his arms is less about wrestling him into submission, and more because he's fairly sure Porthos will win. Athos gathers the duvet about himself and doesn't bother to pretend he isn't smiling. Athos, 1101. 10 appalling habits apparently common to everyone else who works here. Aramis, 1136. Question mark? Athos, 1155. 12 ways to creatively murder anyone who has that fucking whistling Samsung tech stone. Aramis, 1202. You know, I think I have that option here somewhere. Athos, 1206. I will throw your phone out of the window, I swear to God. Porthos, 1212. 16 things that should not have been left in the office fridge. Can you identify them? Aramis, 1303. 101 ridiculous articles someone actually paid me money to write. The greatest hits. Athos, 1325. Now that's just derivative. This time, Porthos can't help laughing at his desk. Moments later, his screen lights up again. Athos, 1326. Winky face emoticon. The end.